page 90. And the top paragraph, second line, starts off, our response to godly government is found in the same passage as God's purpose for government. And then a quote, submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether it be to the king as supreme or unto governors, as unto them that are sent by him for the punishment of evildoers and for the praise of them that do well. And there's a citation to the New Testament. Our duty to submit to godly authority has a qualifier attached to it. And that is that the authority be godly, that it praises good and punishes evil. When authority ceases to be godly, when we cease to have a duty to submit to it. Does that accurately describe your views?
Objection. It just calls for speculation. There's no facts being presented that are relevant to
this church. I'm sorry, Mr. It doesn't call for speculation. This is purported to be something that Mr. Hart wrote, so I think he can testify to it without speculating.
Right, but it's his opinion testimony that has nothing to do with this.
Then it's a relevancy objection, and I've told you that you're going to have ample opportunity to argue about the relevancy.
Honor,
Mr. McFarland.
Also, but it's different. This is a religious question. He's quoting scripture in here and quoting a religious position that a majority of mainstream. People believe, and he's merely quoting their view. And so he's quoting a religious thing here, so it's more than relevancy, it's a religious. He's attacking his religious belief.
I haven't heard an attack. I've heard a quote out of a book, and that's it so far. I appreciate that you have a concern, but I don't know that an attack on a religious statement is somehow objectionable. The only thing could be is whether or not it's going to be relevant, and I've already told both of you now several times, I'll evaluate whether any of this is relevant to any material issue in the case at the appropriate time. It's very difficult for me to decide in the abstract whether it is or isn't. Mr. Newman, at this point, I have forgotten the thread of it other than, did you write it? Is there another question that you are asking?
I think my question was whether this accurately reflects his views, and the bottom line of this is, when authority ceases to be godly, then we cease to have a duty to submit to it. Does that accurately reflect your view?
I think your question doesn't have a simple answer. For example, if you're a pilot of an airplane, the law lets you violate any regulation or any statute if it's necessary to save the lives or to of the people on board. I believe you should stop at stop signs, but maybe there's a situation where you should run the stop sign. If it's stopping at it, would kill somebody. So I think to give you a short answer for this, for your question, is virtually impossible.
As it relates to the IRS or the state of Idaho attempting to collect back taxes from you by levying or seizing your property or the property that had been held in the name of Sarah Elizabeth Hart Trust, did you think that you had, that the authority of the IRS or the state had ceased to be godly and that you had no duty to submit to it?
You know, I think the record in the district court case and the record in the bankruptcy case really speaks for itself, where I've paid probably close to $200,000 to the IRS in the last 10 or 12 years and submitted all kinds of records and complied with all kinds of requests. So I think that record speaks as to the actions that I've taken.
Right, but I wasn't asking about what you've had to pay, but whether you believed you were excused or somehow no longer obligated.
I think my actions are what's important.